Welcome to Meeple to Meeple, uniting players from around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's board game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hey, welcome to episode 40, an anniversary retrospective. 40 episodes, Gareth.
No.
How are
Unbelievable.
You?
I'm okay. I'm well. Thank you.
So it's been just under a year.
I think it's about a year since we had the idea of this podcast.
What did you say? May 30th?
May 30th was episode one, but we then spent two or so weeks trying to work out what we were doing, which I shall cover, I'm sure, at some point.
Oh, yeah.
What went well, what didn't go so well, and from a technical perspective. Which I'm sure some people will find useful.
Yeah. And here we are, 40 episodes later. Wow. Wow.
The ones we've missed are mostly because of illness, holidays.
And the summer convention schedule.
Yeah, we missed a few. Missed a few at summer. Then there was holidays, and then there was Christmas, yep. And then I was ill for about 4 weeks.
Well, and that's about to happen to us again. We're about to start.
But we've got a plan to record live, but we just do a solo show from whoever's at the convention.
So, if I may, I want to just take a moment. First, I want to thank all of our listeners, the elite few dedicated listeners. Thanks for
hardcore fans.
Thanks for listening to us every week or other week, as it were. But the other one is, if you don't mind, I want to thank you personally.
Oh, thanks, PJ.
You've put up with me for 40 episodes. You know, with all my wild ideas and, you know, crazy gimmicks. And I really appreciate it. I do appreciate your friendship. And
thank you. Likewise.
I hope we can do this.
It would be here 40 episodes later.
I know. A year later, it's like, man, okay. All right.
So, we still got quite a list to get through.
We really do. We do.
I think that's one of the things we'll talk about is it's never quite sure what people actually want to hear. Because the episodes that we think are going to be really interesting turn out to be some of the ones that get the least listens.
Yeah, I still don't know what that means about us, right?
Yeah. I'll talk about maybe. I mean, there's episodes which I'm not surprised haven't had strong listeners. Like there was an episode early on about solo gaming,
right?
And I guess that's quite niche anyway in the world of board gaming.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Not surprising, but there were listeners, but it just wasn't as popular. Whereas people love hearing about lists of games, top fives, reviewing the top 20.
Yep.
They love designers and they really do like knowing about games rooms. That'd be
That one really surprised me.
Yeah. I mean, we just talked about our games rooms. That was really, really popular. I think our least most popular was one about minis. I can't remember what it was called, but it was about.
Oh. Canvases of color.
I think it's when we started about mini painting, which again, I guess we were slightly drifting away from the core of our audience.
But here's the deal: when I get together with friends, either virtually or face to face, and we play games, we always talk about the miniatures, and we talk about painting miniatures, or I wish I painted mine, or I need to paint mine, or, you know, and so it is a topic that seems like it's on our minds, but I don't know.
Anyone really wants to suggest episodes or things that you really enjoy about the show, please do just drop me a comment in Instagram or find an app that you can comment on the podcast on. Should we start with maybe like our favorite episodes?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll do some technical learning as well. So, I went through the 40. And in episode order, I actually really enjoyed episode number two.
Really?
Which was Gateway to Our Souls, which was all around how we got into the world of board gaming, which I know we've shared those topics before, but it was quite nice just to kind of see the overlaps.
Yeah.
I guess it was quite nice also that it was episode two, which was an intro really to who we are and how we got into games for our listeners.
Yeah.
So that was my number. I mean, that was my, these aren't in any order. That was my number one. Should I do all three?
Yeah.
No, you go. I'm going to go next.
We'll do one. You and I, we do this back and forth.
It's not.
So we're going to do the back and forth. Yeah. Don't change things now.
No.
So I jumped ahead while I did enjoy episode one, because we talked about the difference between American and British conventions and, things of that nature. All the way to episode 25, which is probably on your list too. That was the one where we talked about our wives' favorite top 10 games.
Yeah. It's on my list. I've just crossed it out. I'll do a different one now.
Okay. But yeah. So, sorry about that.
That's okay.
So I think what we learned was that, I think the most important thing I learned from that episode was that your wife will not play space or science fiction games.
Unless. There's always an unless.
Oh, there's an unless. Now, I don't remember an unless, but that's what I picked up.
Yeah. There are most Star Wars or Star Trek.
Right.
It's an eh-eh. But yeah. She will play games like Race of the Galaxy and Twilight Imperium, which I'll mention in a minute.
Oh, she will. She plays
Twilight Inscription.
Inscription.
Not yeah. Imperium.
So here's the thing. How about if you get, or more to the point, just going back to an episode that we did previously, one of our guests, we had Diz, who's in the Southampton area. Mm-hmm. She's going to be getting a copy of ISS Vanguard.
It won't be entertained.
No. If she invited you and Carrie wouldn't play.
I think if we invited, maybe that's the way to do it. Carrie would have, well, we generally vote as a group anyway. So if somebody, it needs to be a collective decision.
Okay.
Yeah. It's campaign games. I'm not sure. Carrie's not really Carrie's thing.
Okay.
I need a different gaming group for those kind of games. But it was a good episode and it was on my list.
Yep.
Again, in order, I then went to episode 11, Writing Among the Stars.
Wasn't that a good episode?
And it was with our listeners. Now, I know me and you had talked about Twilight Inscription, which is the Flip and Roland Wright version of Twilight Imperium. And I hadn't at that point even played Imperium. We had talked about it quite a lot.
Right.
So there was lots of interest. And in fact, I put it out of the cupboard earlier and it's on top of my games to get back on the table. It's just really fun. I know me and you both had it early doors and played it to death. And it's certainly a heavy Roland Wright, which is slightly different to others. But interestingly, now that's just popped in my head, when I was looking at the stats earlier, the Roland Wright episode in itself was quite low ranked.
Really?
And you think everyone loves a Roland Wright, don't they?
Everyone.
One thing I haven't correlated is when we release things to what's going on in the world. And maybe sometimes, you know, life gets in the way.
That's true.
So that was my number two, was Writing Among the Stars.
So my number two was episode 30.
And
that was, okay, so it had twofold. It started with you and I having a conversation about Brass Birmingham overtaking Gloomhaven.
That was a good episode.
And we expanded it to talk about the games that you and I have in common in the top 25.
Yeah.
And
that's been a very popular episode.
That was a good one.
Maybe that's where we should do that again. We've talked about taking the years we started, haven't we? Mm-hmm. And looking at the top 20 and doing a comparison. So maybe those things are of our interest.
Yeah. So the beauty is that there's an internet archive, and many people may already know this. So you could go look at Board Game Geek's website from years past. And you can see what the website looked like. That way we can see what the rankings were of the year I got started.
I think that would be an interesting episode and how games have evolved. So board game evolution. Yeah.
Yes. It's really interesting that just 13 years ago, I think, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Agricola was number one.
I think
Twilight Struggle was
number one, I think.
It was number one for a while. Yeah. So it's crazy how much that changed.
Two-player, you know, political war.
A two-player game that managed to take the number one spot for years.
Yeah.
Until Gloomhaven came on the scene. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good episode. And my final one, as you've taken 25 off me, was,
sorry,
was episode 13, Heavyweight Champion of the World.
You know, I wanted to pick that one, but I had a feeling you were going to pick it, so we could talk about it.
So that was when we basically went through our favorite Vital Lacerda games.
Yes.
Which, again, was a popular episode, and they're heavyweight games. So again, maybe it's because they're maybe it's a bit more extreme and people want to learn about Vital games.
Yeah.
It's not a cheap investment either when you think about those games.
No, it's not.
And he has agreed to an interview, which we're trying to line up with one of his next releases to do a bit of...
That'll be exciting.
One of those sides. So you keep an eye out for the future. We'll talk about guests in a minute, so I expect. And what's your number three?
So number three was just 2 weeks ago, and it was episode 38, where we talked about Gen Con and your birthday. Gen Con with a J.
Right. And again, popular episode.
I really enjoyed listening to you talk about the community in England, and that it was kind of like this birthday celebration, but it was also on your birthday, which, if people missed it, is also his wife Carrie's birthday. Like, how amazing to share a birthday together.
It's rubbish.
You know, you can say that because she never listens to the episodes.
We keep saying that one of us needs to push our birthday 6 months later, just so there's an excuse, because our kids are all this time of year as well.
Oh.
So we have nothing. So, like, one of us just needs to
still
do presents for one of us.
Yeah.
Or maybe both of us. Maybe have two birthdays a year.
So Katie's birthday is in January, so it's really close to Christmas.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a... So what we would typically what we do is, for her birthday, we do like an experience, you know.
Oh, nice.
Instead of a gift, because you run through all the gifts at Christmas time. But yeah, so. But that was a fun episode.
It was. And it was also a fun day. And and it's only 3 weeks and we'll be back together for UK Games Expo. And everyone is going. So looking forward to seeing everyone there.
So I want to tell you about my two favorite reasons why that episode was my favorite. There were two things I enjoyed listening to you describe and talk about. The first one was the venue, right? The fact that this was a church that's been converted into like a community center.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great. I thought that was really cool. And there were a few pictures that you and some of the people shared. And I was like, man, this is really cool. I really love the repurposing of buildings for something other than what it was originally designed for. I love that. You see that a lot here in America as well. It's like, we've got this building that already stands. Let's just repurpose it. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I think that's exciting. And of course, the other thing I really enjoyed, not surprising to you or our listeners, is I love talking about the people. I really enjoyed you telling me about them. Because these are people that I have cultivated a relationship with but have never met in person, and so I feel like by extension you're being there. I felt like I was there.
Yeah, we need to get you over here.
Yes
at some point. But it's, yes, that was a good episode.
It was a great one. I loved it.
I can't we were away the weekend at a wedding, and I was saying just how lucky we were to have such a wide group of gaming friends. Shall we talk about technical lessons briefly?
There's a lot of them.
If anyone wants to go listen to episode 1, 2, maybe 3.
Maybe 5.
Maybe up to 5. I mean, we are amateur. we were using Podbean as our provider. In fact, we still do, though. We still use Podbean as our host.
Yes.
But we were using their app on our phone. Yeah, just loads of background noise. And you couldn't edit it.
Oh, yeah.
The mic was miles away. And then over the next 5 weeks, we explored new mics, new headsets. Yes. Oh, yeah, we had no headsets then. So now we've got decent mics. We've got decent stands that hold them in. Nothing super expensive. And then some headphones.
But this is important to note. So I have the headphones. I've got the condenser mic. Again, these were inexpensive, didn't cost a lot. But then I get an adapter so I could plug them both. into my phone.
I forgot that experience.
Right. So you're all set up in your office and I'm like, so it's like the Bluetooth. I don't know what was going on, but it was like overriding the.
We kept getting this feedback and he'd hear you. I'd hear you. Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. I know somebody has asked us recently, Kay's asked me to write some words about how to do this. So I'm going to write up all the things we did and bought. And then I think we changed. We've kept with Podbean as the host because I quite like that. But we use Riverside FM for all of our recording, which is free.
And we can see each other.
And we can, and that was a massive unlock, the fact that we can see each other. And you haven't, well, if you have to, if you want to record with video and not have all the watermarks, you have to pay. But currently we see each other and that definitely makes a huge difference because you can see that visual connection and cues versus I think sometimes we were over speaking each other when you were just.
I think a lot of times, like I was so conscious about it, right? Like, because I have a very large personality and I want to talk and I'm like, you got to let Gareth have a chance, you know, and there would be this internal, you know, because I couldn't see you. And
that was a massive difference. And then I think the in terms of the workflow, I actually take most of it out and put it onto my iPad. I've just got some really good couple of apps in me that edit and I send it back into the Mac. And job done.
Perfect.
It pretty much works now, except I do need to re-record the intro and outro because the intro is me when I had a really bad cold and I'm very nasally. Maybe I'll do that for this show before I dial out. So I think we've definitely grown in a technical capability.
Agreed.
And I am quite keen still to do video, actually. I found out today that using the Riverside, if you've got the thing on the mobile app, you can connect as a second screen, second camera, with no money extra. Which so you could even have a game looking down if you wanted to stream.
Oh wow!
Something. So I learned that when I was sitting here connecting in earlier. So there's technical stuff, and I think anyone's got any feedback on that, but I think our sound generally holds itself pretty well.
I think you and I are excited about all the technical lessons learned, but I don't think anybody really wanted to hear this. So we're going to move on to.
So let's move on to. So
the guests? Do we want to talk about guests?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to pick a favorite guest, but.
No.
I think we've had six guests, of which we had Richard was our very first guest from Folded Space.
That one I was excited about. That was
which really is all about Frosthaven's. I think we were the first maybe to hear about that, I think, or talk to us.
I think so, yes.
So that was a really good intro.
It was.
Then we had Gozia, Wingspan Girl.
Yes.
Very popular episode, not surprisingly, because she's a very popular member of the community. I mean,
everybody loves Wingspan Girl, right?
And not one of our super fans.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Then we had Diz, Board Game Fanatic.
Yep.
Who's one of the local gamers to where I live. And it was wonderful talking to Diz about her games and her competitive side. Then we had
Craig.
You're all grown up, Craig, from Getting to Games. And then we had Dennis from Ordinary Board Gamer. But we also had your friend from Titan Games, Nick.
Nick
from Titan Games in there as well. I think from a guest perspective, the only thing I've learned, and it's going back to technical, is you've really got to make sure the guests have got the right mics.
Yes.
Otherwise, it gets you can see the difference in sound quality.
Yes.
So I think that's a learning for us as we've gone through that. But I think we're going to it's picking the right guests. I know we've spoken to Vital and that's lined up. When we both got on a suitable date in the next couple of months. It's been fun talking to various members of particularly the Instagram community on there. If anyone's got any ideas who you'd like to hear about or from.
Right. Right. Because I think you and I were both a little disappointed with that our guests weren't, those episodes were not, they didn't generate more listeners.
And it's hard to get. It's the reach.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
the reach.
And yet, you're getting a huge demand to bring back Meeple Monday, which is all about guests. So we do want to figure it out. We want to balance it. We want to give you what you want. And yet at the same time, connect meeples from around the world, which is what we're all about, right?
All about. Yeah, we've talked about having a third presenter.
We have. To add another voice.
So if you want to get an application form in, send it in. Me and PJ will looking for maybe a third wheel. Third hinge.
Yeah.
A third meeple. Meeple to meeple to meeple.
Meeple to meeple to meeple.
Meeple to meeple. Meeples to meeples.
Or meeple to meeples.
Meeple to meeples. Mm. Who knows? I'm thinking through the notes. Yeah, then I think, I mean, again, looking at the things that have worked, when we've gone through like our hotness.
Yeah.
Like what's hitting the table.
Yep.
Those are the kind of things that people generally seem to be interested in.
And I enjoyed that. Like, I really enjoyed talking about ISS Vanguard and that experience. Speaking of which, it's been packed up and reboxed.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, because, well, as you said, I have been playing too many campaign games. We recently picked up Isopharian Guard and we ran through the first two chapters of the campaign. And then, so Katie and I have decided to, the campaigns are our thing. That way, when we get together with our larger group,
yeah, that's
we
can a good idea.
Play other stuff, which we did meet and play Frosthaven this past weekend.
How many stories in?
So it's gotten interesting. We've gotten to this point now where the dynamic, our team is really solidified, I think, working together a little bit better. It's getting to the point where we have the last monster or enemy on the board. Mm-hmm. And if we don't defeat it.
Yeah, nice.
One person or multiple people are going to exhaust. So, and that's what you want. You don't want to win easily. You don't want to lose all the time. But you want it to be like, you know, it's got to be.
It's nail biting in. Yes. Finish. Yeah, yeah.
I think we're nine or 10 scenarios in. We've unlocked a new class that's available for us to play with.
How many stories are there?
Okay, so there's a lot of stories. We have now branched out. Okay, so the Algox is the race that you see. If you look at the box cover of Frosthaven, it's like there's a human, which is the Banner Spear, one of the starting characters, and she's facing off against this like kind of almost like a Yeti or a snowman, right? That's an Algox, right? So there's this story that's unfolding about the Algox who are native to the Northlands, where Frosthaven is located. And we've been diving through that story, but now there's this other story about these lurkers, which is another race of like crab-like creatures. And then there's this story, we haven't explored the lurkers yet. And then there's another story about constructs. Don't know what that means. We haven't explored that yet. We're kind of in the Algox story, but we've got to this, there's a key moment in the narrative where it's like, okay, what do we do next? And there's real debate instead of we're just going from mission 1 to 2 to 3. It's like now there's all this discussion and that's pretty exciting. So
at some point you have to do an episode of Frosthaven versus Gloomhaven and share us your, or maybe you do your top five, what's the word?
Classes?
Campaign games.
Oh, that's definitely on the list. Yeah. I would love to talk about that.
Yeah.
That would be fun. So,
another thing I've just remembered is that we have, managed to put Obsession into every episode. We might have missed a few.
There's a few missed, and thank you for bringing it up.
Because Obsession has been a game we've talked about throughout our podcast history. We've talked about it. Yeah, pretty much aligned to any theme we can find, even space, I think, at one point.
Yeah, it is It is tied for number one. There's a three-way tie in my collection of number one. Like, no, it used to be clear. It was very, very clear. It was Nemesis. It was Obsession. And then it was Orléans, I think it was, for a long time.
Yeah.
Now it's Obsession, Nemesis, and ISS Vanguard are tied for the number one spot.
Wow.
The problem is, all three games are really different. And that's something I think we should talk about is how we, like a future episode, how do we organize, and I don't mean physically organize on the shelf. How do you organize your collection, you know, in your head? Because we're looking at our collection and we're like, you know, these campaigns, you know, because we're trying to play through our entire collection in a year. Well, a campaign's not a one and done, check it off the list.
But I could literally fill the entire year of game time.
I could. There's enough content between Frosthaven, Isopharian Guard, and ISS Vanguard. Try saying that three times real fast. There's enough content where you could play nothing else but.
Yeah. It reminds me of at the weekend we were at my sister's wedding. They must have clearly known other board gamers because on my table was other board gamers who I didn't know. I'd met one before briefly. Mm-hmm. And we'd met them at Christmas at my sister's. She's up in north of England. Anyway, there was a guy on table and he said to me, "What are your top five games?" And I find that question so difficult that probably we do need to do a top five.
Yeah.
But it's depending on the audience. Like, I don't know. I was like, oof. And I came out with games. I said, but these aren't my top five. This is games that I love. I really do need to sit down. Maybe we do a top 100. That might take a few weeks.
That might take a while, yeah.
But certainly maybe a top 20.
Yeah.
And then link that in maybe into an Instagram.
I like it.
Countdown as well. But
so how about looking forward? What are you looking forward to the rest of this year? What are you looking forward to in the podcast? What are you looking for, you know?
So we got UK Games Expo. So yep. I'm going to try and record a podcast on the go. So not one podcast in one sitting, but I will try to grab some of the Instagram community and take them to one side and record snippets off the whole 2 weekend over the 4 days of what the UK Games Expo means to our community is my plan.
I think the first dry run is going to be in 2 weeks. I'm going to be a geek way to the web.
You need to test this approach.
And I'm going to do that using the app and logging in and trying it out.
Yeah, just record and then we'll work out how we do the edit. So I think I'm looking forward to that. I really do would like the idea of going to video.
Yep.
Even if we didn't release the whole video, but used it to make a montage.
Which would be great. I would love
of the show.
Yeah.
I have started to play with recording like a minute in like what's it called, trailer for each episode, but it's a little bit time consuming. I haven't quite got it technically worked out. So, but I'd like to work on that. And it's then, what do we do next? Top fives. But I quite like when we used to do. You chose to, I chose to,
yeah.
And then we tried to find one game that we'd both played.
Right.
So that worked quite well when we have jumped around different techniques on this. But yeah, that's kind of, I guess, me looking forward. How about you?
So I've got two big things. Obviously, well, Geek Way to the West, we just mentioned. Gen Con, the real one.
With a G.
G, yeah. Gen Con in Indianapolis, August 1st.
That's not long either.
That's going to be a big thing. Planning to get together with some people. The event catalog just opened, so we've put in our wish list the first exposure playtest hall, which we're planning on playtesting a lot more games this year. And then exploring the vendor hall, and then I'm free to get together with anyone. I know there's several people. We're going to coordinate some just free gaming area and just play games, and it's going to be great.
It'd be amazing.
I'm really looking forward to that. I didn't do that very well. I didn't manage my time last year, and we finally have a connecting hotel to the convention center.
Okay. So
if Katie decides she wants to go back to the hotel, I can be assured that she's safe walking back to the hotel while I go off, and because we could do that, because you know she's an introvert, I'm an extrovert. I need to be up all night playing games. And she's like, well, you know, I think 10 o'clock is fine. the other one is, this is a big one. It's coming out in a month. And so I'm really excited. There's a game that's going to be hitting Kickstarter called Prestige, city building game. I have written several of the event cards that will be featured.
Amazing.
In this game. Yeah, it's the first time I've written any content for a board game. It's pretty cool. And it's kind of set. It's like, I feel like it's a like terraforming Mars in that we are all collectively terraforming Mars. In this game, we are all collectively building the city together using tableau of cards in front of you. And yet there's only one winner. So who did it the best?
Just like terraforming Mars.
Prestige city building game.
City building. I'm going to have to
tableau builder.
Send me a link. Has it got a preview page up yet?
It does. And it's through Oak Lounge Games.
Oak Lounge Games.
I know that Fritz, one of the guys, he's been posting a lot on Instagram. I've been sharing it around with people. I know he's got an official thing coming out real soon. And then
that is exciting.
And then we'll get you.
Good work.
That's cool, right?
Like, well, cool.
I wrote content for a board game. What? That's awesome. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things we have tried to do is stick to 30 minutes a show.
Yes.
And most of the time, I think average is about 30 minutes.
It really does.
And we're on 31 minutes now.
Yeah, we like to keep it so you don't have to spend too much of your time. You can just listen to us, a little light chat over tea or coffee, and have a great day.
So with that, thank you all for listening to the last 40 episodes. If you've not listened to all of them, please go and check them out. To apologize for the early technical challenges. And I look forward, and I'm sure PJ, you do, to everyone joining us in the future. So with that, we're checking out. See you soon.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @MeepleToMeeple.